Dr. Brastax, we got a fair set of responses in terms of some of the queries that would have been asked. And there are two of them in particular I want to highlight. And one is that it is fully flexible. So persons can actually opt in or opt out at different times within the 18-month period. And then, yes, they are protected. You also have, as mentioned on Sunday when I listened, there will be no withholding tax, and that was positive for one of the listeners. And then it went on to mention a couple other queries asking about what, and it confirmed that it is your net of your salary, so it doesn't impact on your income tax. That was one of the queries that another person had. But if you have any more questions, continue to ask them, and I'll look to try to respond to you before we end at 2 p.m. Thanks for those who have been patient and waiting. This is Dr. Brastax. There was one lady just before we went on the break, and she said her son is 29 years old, and she's very keen to have him. He is very keen to join on the program because he's spending a little too much buying clothing and getting himself, you know, just doing what young people do, spend a little too much. And she's really glad for this opportunity for him to benefit from the BOSS program. He is a public servant. And he himself is also excited. This is Dr. Brastax. You're on the air. Good afternoon.
Yeah, top of the day to you.
Thank you. To you as well.
Yeah. Now, Mrs. Gill, I first of all want to thank two callers who came in before, Hal Gollop and Casimir Franklin, for their input into today's program. Because to me, they made a lot of sense. I am still of the view that there are some, like Dr. Greenidge, who is playing gymnastics with the English language and not being as direct as we would expect. If you are giving me $4,000 a month in my salary, but you're taking out $400, you are breaking the law. It to me, from what I understand of the law, that's clear. The fact that you then put back $400 that I request you to in bonds and call it by another name into my salary, the fact is you have already broken the law by taking it out. So
I'm really so sure on that, though, because if I think about it, if I come here and I have a contract with Mr. Johnson and Mr. Johnson, I'm cutting grass or I'm pulling some sweet potatoes. Let's pull sweet potatoes. I like sweet potatoes. I'm pulling sweet potatoes every Thursday. And when I come, my salary at the end of every month is $4,000. I get my money because I only like $100. He has to give me my money in $100. So $4,000 he gives me every single month. Now, if he has a challenge with his financing and he decides to co-op with David for whatever reason to get some help because he's having a challenge. So what he's going to do, he's going to tinker with my $400, but he's going to make sure my $4,000 and all the other persons that get paid, but he's going to make sure that at the end of the day, I get my money. What's going on behind the scenes in your business? Because you get in my business, I get my $4,000 for cutting my potatoes though. He having his challenge with his farm that may become foreclosed on July 36th or whatever, July 31st or whatever. That's his business. I come, I have a contract with you, I get him paid. Now he comes and he tells me, Lisa, I'm having some difficulties. I'm going to enter into this program. Do you want to? I said, no, not my $4,000. I get him my $4,000. I don't know that he's still tinkering with. He had the courtesy to tell me. But he's still tinkering him and David to ensure that I get my $400 bills for my $4,000. So what are you trying to tell me?
What I'm trying to tell you
that it is illegal.
As that like you, why mm-hmm. I like the program called BOSS, mm-hmm. and I have to admit I do like it. I am concerned that what they're doing with people's money is illegal. That's all I tell you. Well, if you can't understand that, then you too have a difficulty with the English language.
Well, but maybe I am just as confused as the gentleman you just referred to.
Have you never had that problem before?
Well,
why are you all of a sudden having it because you like the government?
All of a sudden?
Please. come on. I like the government too.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But I am putting it to you that...
That you have a problem with it.
Let me explain something to you. I'm a long-standing advocate for workers, both of the public and private sectors, to become shareholders of their various workforces. I can't change now because of something else. Now, I like the BOSS program, but what is the difficulty using the scenario that I just put to you with the government requesting me to make the $400 from my $4,000 payment to them to get the bond? What is so difficult about that? All it needs is a request from, if my money is paid into the bank, for the bank to make it to them. It's so simple. I have a difficulty with it. It is as simple as that. And it will not change until the government changes what it is doing.
I don't think anybody has any challenge with your challenge. I was merely explaining something to you. But if you say that I have a difficulty with the English language, then I have a difficulty with the English language. You've come to your conclusion, and I can't change it for you. You said you've been wrong many years, and therefore I wouldn't attempt to try to change your mind or to get into your system to see and understand English in a different regard.
I was merely pointing out that, like you, I happen to like the program that is being put across.
You also pointed out that I like the government, and therefore I can't see it any different way.
Well,
I ain't even going to bother to respond to you on that.
Fair enough. But all I want to let you know now, I can tell you this, well, I like the government too.
I never said I liked it.
But I do. I just said so.
So why you said two? You don't understand the English language because you only use two as an also. It is an adjunct to something that you have spoken about before.
Anyway,
so you are misusing the English language.
I am also in favor of the government. But where the government...
Who else is in favor of the government?
I am prepared to say so. And I think they are wrong. And
okay.
One other point.
You think they're illegal in their actions?
Yes, I do.
Next point.
They're not following...
The right protocol.
That is on the statute book. That is all I'm saying.
Okay.
One other point. Mm-hmm. Yesterday became officially the start of the hurricane season. I have requested, I'm not going to call names, but I've requested people in high places to see if they can get an act of parliament to cover the problem with housing as it relates to the we have a lot of professionals who are now working through the Barbados National Standards Institution. They're using a piece of work which I happen to be the chairman of for some 10 years, and they, somehow no government, neither the last nor this one yet, has decided to put it into a legal framework by making it law. And I am pleading with this government to hurry up and make it law. And they know what I'm talking about. And I've referred to it at maybe the highest level that I could. That is basically all I want to say on that matter.
Okay. I'm going to thank you so much for your contributions. We have one or two WhatsAppers. I want to read one of them here. A person is saying, in the civil service, persons check off funds to credit unions and to pay mortgages and life insurance. They don't actually get the money. Those persons give the necessary permission for the transaction. There's enough law already to facilitate the transaction. I guess they were responding to an earlier comment when we were talking to Mr. Franklin about the... what the law permits, that money comes in different forms, but particularly in legal tender. This is Down to Brass Tacks. You're on the air.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yes, I'm coming in here on this boss program. I want to compliment the government for having sit down along with the partnership and the credit union to deal with this situation of physical space that they want. Let me here say that I don't understand somebody thinking of my people. I don't have a problem people asking a question and finding out what is best for them. I don't have a problem with that. I have a problem when there are other people from in the society who come with a lot of negativity to distort people's minds and understanding.
Not necessarily. All negativity is not with an intention to distort.
No.
Sometimes it is there.
I know that, Lisa.
Okay. So just manage that.
There are some who have some agendas out there and no stress in the imagination. There are some people like that.
Mm-hmm. That's
but
right.
let me look at the program in a sense, right? For a long time, we've been talking about building wealth as a people in this country, right? You know why some of us don't have money? Because sometimes we overspend. We have no control of how to save money and invest money. And this is a big opportunity now for the government, the union, and the partnership, not only with this BOSS program, but to teach we the people of Barbados how we can invest, how we can save, how we can transfer money here and make money for ourselves, and not to be so dependent on whatever thing the government doing. So I see it in a step in that direction.
Opportunity now, to educate.
Right. My thing is, haven't the word people here optional? I think have people not hear that?
You got to remember two things. And I did ask that question on Sunday. But initially, it didn't start there. And one of the things I actually would like to comment on, I don't know if you heard Senator Toni Morrison in the excerpt that we heard earlier. She highlighted, and this was this particular element, this particular clause, and this was not in the original proposal. And she said, you must congratulate the unions for this because we ensured that this happened. So I'm sorry I didn't highlight it earlier when I was doing my little summary, but the whole point of having other persons participate and make recommendations and suggestions to make sure that the end result is a good proposal, that's what I'm talking about. The consultation, the value of the consultation for the betterment of the worker or the person who's benefiting from the.
But that is exactly why I like the Prime Minister. All people thought. You know why? Because she said today also, just give Barbados to let us know how creative we can be. Nothing don't start. Anytime you start something, it has to start from a foundation, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you build on that foundation. And this is where, when it first came out, it was for savings.
For savings, yeah.
And it was a misinterpreted. Well, we are still developing.
Yeah.
And I think that it is going to still develop after this. There are some areas that they are going to look at. My thing is, there's an option.
Yes.
I want cash. At the end of the month, Kevin said, and he said more than one. Okay. You are going to, if you have $4,000, we're going to give you, we will give you $500 in the bond. That's just an example. And then the rest will be in cash, right? Mm-hmm. And then he also comes out with a lady that was in the thing. I don't have that money. Can I put $50? And you say yes.
I wasn't aware that flexibility existed. So they've of course made modifications, because I thought it was a 7% at the second level. I thought there were three tiers. Because the document that was provided showed the first $1,000 to $3,000, 0%. You can opt in and out at a percent. Oh, so that speaks then to the percent. Oh, so let me clarify, which is very useful. I'm actually looking at the document, the BOSS program, and it talks about the different elements to your salary deduction. So for net monthly take home pay, including your allowances, the first $1,000 to $3,000, you have a percentage take out of 0%, but persons can opt in at a percentage of their choice. So if you work for less than that $3,000, then you can opt in. So that's really where that came from, because initially I thought that it was strict. Okay, right. Very good. And so just to continue, the $3,000 to $4,166, actually the $3,001 to $4,166 is a 7%. And then the person who gets $4,167 to between that and $8,333, their takeout would be a 12%. And the person who works for above $8,334, theirs will be a 17% deduction to be converted to bonds.
Let me show you something else here, right? That is where Tony Moore come and say, well, this is where the union came in and made that is exactly the exam. Many hands made like work. All right, I can show you something here again, right? I remember I used to work in National Housing years ago. And I remember the service and the people, some of them be there. Government used to give the workers a loan for Christmas. And in January and February, they would tear out, the government would tear a certain amount out of that loan, whatever the worker had agreed to pay back until they pay off the loan.
Okay.
Right? And they used to help people around Christmas when they didn't have the credit union, then it workers' Christmas loans.
If I may, what year are you speaking of?
I am talking about back in the 70s, late 70s and 80s around there, early 80s, right?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And you sometimes people would take it. Yes, some people wouldn't take it because I had an option. You want the loan or you don't want the loan, right? I remember when people got an 8% cut. I didn't hear a lot of these people coming giving this. People take 8% from you and you didn't get back 1 cent.
They got it back though. The Honorable Owen, excellent, Owen Seymour Arthur, he was able to reinstate it after a couple of years.
Yes. He reinstated it, but what they give up then, they didn't get back.
Okay. I'm going to thank you so much for your call. This is Dr. Brass Stacks. Dr. Brass Stacks, you're on the air. Dr. Brass Stacks, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, Lisa.
Good afternoon.
Are you not hearing me?
I can hear you loud and clear.
Okay. With Mr. Franklin,
mm-hmm.
What I'm trying to understand from Mr. Franklin
mm-hmm.
is that he's saying that it is illegal, right, for government to take out money, right, voluntarily or whether somebody signs as such, right? What I'm understanding from Mr. Franklin, and probably to call in and to say whether or not if that's the way I'm thinking, he's thinking. The government is the boss. And just left out the boss, just left out the government,
mm-hmm.
use an ordinary boss
mm-hmm.
that's supposed to pay you $1,000,
mm-hmm.
right? And then when payday come, right, he is paying you the $1,000, but he's going to give you, say, $700 in the morning, but in the afternoon, he would then give you the $300 in the afternoon, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I think Mr. Franklin is saying that being the boss, he has no right to separate or take out, just give you all your money one time. Now, the voluntary thing that he might be wanted to say is that the person that is working should have all their money, right?
Mm-hmm.
Every cent, and then through some other organization or some other thing, then they would then put their money now back to the boss, right? If the boss wanted something out of it, or which is the government, right? But as far as I see it, it doesn't really make a difference as such, even if you have been the voluntary, right? Whether you're going to sign, you want it or you don't want it, but he's probably saying that your boss itself, which is the government itself, should not call those shots. If Mr. Franklin could call and he understand what I'm just saying, if it is something similar to what he wants to say, technically.
Okay, thanks for your query. What I understand is he was speaking to the legality of it, and he would have quoted the Protection of Wages Act, and one of the subsections speaks to a person's consent and the fact that we would have signed on to a convention of the ILO where we cannot, you know, make changes. So his was more, no, I think his had to do with whether or not it is legal. And yes, it has to do with whether you agree or not agree, because if you don't agree and it is still being done, then he's saying that someone has taken something from you without you approving of it. But I was thinking of it from the perspective, if I'm getting my $4,000 for cutting my sweet potatoes every single month, which is the contract I signed on to, however the government gets that $4,000 to me is their business. But again, when people explain, I like them to explain for themselves. Don't buy stocks. Good afternoon. Don't buy stocks. Good afternoon. You're on the air.
Yeah, good afternoon, Ms. Gail. How are
good
you?
Good afternoon. Doing well.
I hope you had a good...
Yes, very well.
you managed to get a CBAF? Some people
no,
like
no, no. We were on restrictions. I took them very seriously.
I know latterly it was allowed, and also that's why I asked.
Yeah.
But can you swim? I'm from St.
I can swim.
I can swim.
My son can swim. My husband can swim. We can all swim.
Very good, very good. Okay, or quickly, a query here to the NIS. Two persons in the same household would have submitted their $600 relief on February and April, respectively, between February and April. They haven't gotten a word. That's via the email, but they're saying that somebody submitted in May through the Dropbox, and they've gone back an answer.
From the same household?
No. Two persons submitted via email from the same household. Another person now submit, not from the same household, outside of them, but they're submitted to the Dropbox. They went to this Dropbox system.
Right.
So it's one via the email and one via the Dropbox. But the person that submitted just over 2 weeks or so ago has gone back in response, and they haven't heard anything as yet. So they're asking what's going on, because they're contending they have their bills equally to pay, etc., which is understood.
So they have to call the NIS or do Dropbox? Or they might have sent the email, sent it to the wrong email. There could be a myriad of reasons why they have not got a response.
But I am not very clear, but I just say we've placed it there. Okay, and respect to the COVID, in the Bahamas, you would have heard the news that they're reverting back to the lockdown, et cetera. And
if I can be very facetious, extremely facetious.
Uh-huh.
One or two callers called earlier today about the English language.
Uh-huh.
And you cannot revert back. You can only revert.
Revert.
Which is
revert.
To go back. So you're being extremely redundant.
That's redundancy. And I am not about redundancy. You cannot.
So you revert. Neither can you reverse back.
Reverse back. Look, ma'am, you think that I'm vexed? I'm glad.
But beyond being facetious, go to your substantive point. We have a full board. And we're going until 2 p.m.
Just now, right?
Mm-hmm.
I heard you with the English. I said you are a student of English. You like English. You can't revert back. Point taken. But I love English, you know. But I can make a mistake. Because you often say, I'm not Jesus. I can make a mistake.
Moving on.
I like English, too.
Moving on.
The COVID thing, you still have to read it, man.
If you are in a public place, I had another, if I can give you another joke. Yesterday we went out It's Mike Holiday just left home and have paid a visit to our, we went out. And on our while driving, we saw a lot of people, only them in the car, and they were wearing masks.
Okay.
Masks, the wearing of masks is a very uncomfortable thing.
It is.
I must say, for someone who has had breathing challenges, who suffers from breathing challenges, wearing a mask is not one that, you know, so I was curious as to find out, why would you be wearing a mask if you're driving a car and you are the only one in the vehicle?
Seriously? I don't know. It becomes like a fad now.
Even today, Dennis wears glasses. I wear glasses. And we pointed out the discomfort of having the mask over your nose and glass button there. And,
getting cloudy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Give me your point quickly. We have a full board.
I have got a concern. I want to talk about the thing of the foreign exchange, how the avenues, but I won't worry about that. There's a word I would like somebody, an expert, coming. All I'm hearing persons with all of this debate about this legal and illegal. And I find out some people use this word illegal. But if it's illegal against the law, I would like somebody that really could explain to all on Sundry about this illegal. If it's illegal, it's a serious thing. We hear the thing of government would be lawless. But I would like some explanation on this. Illegal.
So the legality of something, that's not hard, bad or hard question, is when it is written in law that some X, Y, Z should be done. Uh-huh. And a person does HIJ. Or neglects to do HIJ. However, it is written in law. But as the goodly gentleman called earlier, he talked about the may. So, with may, there's a certain level of discretion and normative reality, they call it. So then something, so you can do something, but you may not be allowed to do it too often. So the word may is when discretion is made. So legality is if it is not supposed to be done, but there are certain levels of illegality. So there's the felony, if it is a person, there's the fine, all kinds of different things. I don't venture into things that speak to law because I'm not a lawyer. So I hope someone would clarify that for you. But thank you for your call today.
Thank you.
Down to Brass Tacks. Good afternoon.
Hello, how are you?
Well, thank you. Yourself?
Yeah, I'm calling you to say I'm not looking for a boss that optional. I'm looking for a boss that pays. Yeah.
Right. And are you public sector?
That's another joke.
Well, that's a joke.
It could be jokey or it could be serious.
But that's a very serious matter because as I was sharing with a friend of mine, there are some people who do not have a job today. And that falls into a large measure of persons.
Right. So that I say call it to say, I heard a buddy calling me that.
You want boss that pays, okay.
Yeah.
Thanks so much. Thank you so much.
That brings a humor to the program.
Blessings on you. Down to Brass Tacks.
Good afternoon, am I on the air?
Sure you are. We can hear you loud and clear.
Yes, good afternoon. I called to correct that caller previously that said that joined the pay cut in 1991, that he didn't hear any person speak about it. In addition to speaking about it, we marched for 2 days, and not only marched, we put the government in court. Gavin Ophelia King took the government in court. I was a civil servant that suffered under that, and we protested. You understand me?
I understand you loud and clear. Did he say that during the 8% cut, nobody had anything to say?
Yeah.
That's not what I heard.
Yes, he said it. He said he didn't hear all this talk. And I said, well, he got me living from Mars because we had the island shut down for 2 days.
Yes, I recall. Both the unions and the private sector marched together.
Put the government in court. Mm-hmm. So he said it.
You remember what the Prime Minister said at that time? I can actually see the front of that Nation newspaper.
About that. They even had the song about the Grand Duke of York. And then they said the march is up and down. So I don't know what he said here and here all this stuff.
I don't think specifically he was referring to that part about the 8% cut. I give him the credit.
Okay.
Yes, Mr. Ophelia Clark, thanks for sharing with us that you took the government to court and that there was a march. Thank you so much. This is Down to Brass Tacks.
Good afternoon. No, in September, October 2018, the government made the same statement, take it or lump it.
This government here?
this government, not in words.
Well, we talking about words. You can't say that the government said it.
But actions.
Today's a real exercise in the English language, though.
actions.
Their actions by telling you to take
you have in Barbados at times a lot, hundreds of individual treasury bondholders, debenture bondholders,
treasury bondholders, including Lisa Gayle.
Hello, we have come to that. So in September, October 2018, you had to the 5th of October 2018 to lump it or take it. Take it or lump it, you know what I mean? And what they did to those individual bondholders, they changed the contract from 6.25 interest rate per annum down to 1%. And not only that, but they take the withholding tax and increase it to 15%. So then
it was a bond I had, though. I don't remember having bonds.
It's not anyway,
because they said that bonds were not included in the restructuring exercise of 2018.
Hello.
Savings bonds were not included.
Treasury bonds are bonds, yes. Treasury bonds are bonds and debentures are bonds. They're all bonds are pertaining.
But they were not.
You understand me? And you can't treat one class of people one way and then take another class and treat them like collateral damage or fear them. So I call in for Mr. Kevin Greenwich to go back and look at those treasury bonds and those debentures and give them the same rate as what they want offered to the public workers. Okay?
Okay.
You need to go back and stop this sort of
thing. Go back to the drawing board.
Go back to the drawing board because people are now getting 0.85% interest rate on their debentures and treasury bonds. Okay? And that is not good. People put those bonds there so that they can get an additional pension to top up the national insurance pension. And what you did to them was basically cat spraddle them and throw them.
A lot of people were cat spraddled. There are no two ways about it.
And they were thrown in the sea. And all those people are human beings that had that got commitments to anybody else. And what you did to those was unforgivable.
Okay.
It was unforgivable. And the shame on the government what they did there in 2018.
That was a useful contribution because we must remember that there are many persons who are hurting from the last exercise of investment where they lost a tremendous... They had to take a haircut, I understand that's the term. And not only persons, but also business houses, insurance companies, and a number of persons based on government's restructuring exercise so as to reduce the debt that it was so deeply in. This is Down to Brass Tacks.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, good afternoon, Lisa. How are you?
I am well, thank you.
I want to take you up on a matter there with the two guys that spoke about the Trinity, right? And one said the first guy that called is so correct. The second guy that called, he said that the Trinity exists because there's God the Father, God the Son,
God the Holy Spirit.
Right. But the reason why he cannot say God the Son is because God is not a son.
Which reason? Who said that? Who can't say God the Son?
But there's nowhere.
I asked you who can't say God the Son.
No, and that is just a figure of speech.
But you just said the reason why. I just asked you who said God. Who can't say that?
When I said you can't say, I'm saying that it is not right to say.
But the gentleman read it in the Bible, though.
Can you? Does he? I would like to know which part of the Bible he saw that.
He said go to Revelations, and it isn't just him, but there are many references to this God the Son when Jesus said he was the Lord. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes unto the Father but by me. So you're refuting his claim that Jesus is Lord, that Jesus is God.
Jesus is not God.
In your view, yes, he isn't God, but I can tell you, based on that gentleman and based on me, he is God.
Okay, your opinion, he's
but
God.
Let it. No, this is not about opinion.
Because listen, let me try to make it clear, right? Now, we were made in the image of God, right?
Who's this we?
Human beings.
Okay.
We were made in the image of God.
They were created in the image of God, yes?
Correct. We were created in the image of God.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you, Lisa, were to go in your mirror and look in your mirror, how many images would you see? Three or one?
I can only see one as physical.
That is because we were made in his image.
So what about your mind? Can you touch your mind? Can you look at your mind?
A
perfect. You're made with body, soul, and spirit. Can you look at the threefold for which you have as a being? You can't touch it. Because you can't see something don't mean that it doesn't exist, sir. But I'm going to thank you so much for starting me up this afternoon on such a good topic. And I want to end off by thanking all of our callers, thanking Dennis for managing the program today, and thanking you all for asking your questions. There were a number of questions on the matter as it relates to the BOSS program. There was an excerpt, and I know the OB will bring it again at some point tonight, the full excerpt if they can. And there are a number of other questions that persons would have raised. It has been my pleasure having come back from vacation. And I hope to ensure that you'll be good. Be good to your fellow man. Make sure that this COVID season has taught you quite a bit and you put into place those things which you've learned. And you'll be good to fellow man. That's my real call. Be good to fellow man. This is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and I will be glad in it. This is Down to Brass Tacks.